Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shindaddy is off until tomorrow. Is that right,
Bill? No, it'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
He'll arrive back tomorrow, Wednesday. But will not be at work tomorrow. He's been in the 808. He's been in Hawaii for a full week. Yes. Midwest Bank whisked him and Tammy off and for just a sponsorship to have him over there. And they also had to attend a wedding.
But they've been in Hawaii legit.
They've been in Hawaii. Yes, they've been in Hawaii. I have pictures of him at a luau. Steve Schindler.
He belongs in Hawaii.
He's got that kind of attire. He does have. He fits right in.
Wow, what a nice trip.
Yes, very bunch of comfortable Hawaiian shirts.
Jake always do this thing where it makes me feel deficient. What part of the island were they on?
Well, everything was on the Oahu, so that was
okay.
Doesn't get vacation very much anymore.
It doesn't
like it used to. No, not now. It's more Big Island, Maui, different settings. But
where was I?
You've been to Oahu.
Okay,
yeah, you've been to Oahu. It's still beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
That's where Waikiki Beach is.
Waikiki,
Honolulu, yes. Pearl Harbor.
Thank you.
Yes, it's very like I said.
why is it laughing? Pearl Harbor's on Oahu. Why are you laughing at that? It's a big...
I didn't tour it. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, you didn't go. Yeah. But that's where it's at.
The difficulty of recruiting in Hawaii, it's very difficult to recruit as far as just the logistics of getting around. When you get down into downtown area, the Waikiki area, it's insane, the population. And so it's very, very busy. And then just
get around.
Getting around to North Shore and all that. So it's not really easy to get around, but it's beautiful. And like I said, it's not unmanageable, but
it's a tough drive to the North Shore, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you go around. It takes you a while.
Yeah.
I would always stay on the north side, and I would just drive in. I liked it better.
Is that right?
That's what I would do.
Is that right? Yeah. So 100%. You wouldn't stay in the downtown Waikiki Beach area?
No, I'd stay at Turtle Bay.
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
Yeah, Turtle Bay.
Then shuttle into the downtown.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason why I said I think Shindy belongs in Hawaii is because I was at Bill and Laura's house a couple years ago and Shindy and Tamara came in. I am quite certain he had a Hawaiian shirt on.
He would have had one on. Yeah. He wears one.
He belongs in Hawaii.
8 months out of the year. He's a very comfortable
Hawaiian
shirt.
Shindy likes Hawaii shirts?
Yes, he does. Yes.
I can see that. Shindy.
Does the bank operate fine without him not there? Or not?
Yes. It's a lull.
You hesitated a little bit.
There's a lull there. Let's be real about it. I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
He's a leader.
Yeah, he's a leader. Yeah.
It's like when Sharon Moore is out.
Yeah, same thing. Exactly.
Right.
It affects the operation. It
affects the operation. It's a big deal. I have to bring up one thing. I'm such a fan of the Breakers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have been incredible. There have been some people that, but when, just so you guys know, and I don't feel bad about this, but I have to say it again. I've gotten people that have reached out with ideas for Bill Cyrils or for different things. It's awesome. But just, you know, once I read them, then they're off the table. I have to be original. I can't just go with just every day, just look at my phone for see if somebody texted in something.
This is like a public service announcement now.
It's awesome, and I do read them. But once they come out, then they're off the table.
Oh, I think of one about once every 6 days.
You can't say it.
And I don't. I just say
no. Bite your tongue,
because I might get to it. Now if you have the list, if you want to write them down, great. There'll probably be a time when it's like that. You know, like I said, hey, this is my last show tomorrow, and then send them in. See what happens. We can just reel them all off in one time.
Yes, interesting.
But anyway, I appreciate that.
By the way, during the break, we had Doug in Northwest Lincoln. No, we had a bunch of Pens from Husker Rehab earlier.
Yes.
Now, this is a bunch of completely random Pens, probably from...
There's a highlighter in there.
From the, I don't know, the kitchen?
That's awesome. There's a highlighter in there.
There's the highlighter. There's a couple highlighters.
Who brought those?
Doug in Northwest Lincoln.
Thank you.
So
did he come in? Did I miss him?
He just came in and left. He gave him to Farley and dropped it. So now we got more Pens.
We need these. Guys, we're not joking around about this. They go in and out of here so fast. It's incredible.
Jake was upset when we were had a shortage of Pens.
I was always here for the carnage every morning when he'd be looking for Pens.
It was bad.
Underneath, he'd be
like, where the hell? Find three Pens in this place at all?
Now we have these heavily weighted Pens.
But ones are disappearing too. Yeah. They're disappearing.
Think about Jake, though. He was concerned because we didn't have a pen.
Yes, he was very...
It's part of the routine. We have Pens to write stuff down.
Yes.
That's what we do.
I appreciate that.
Thank you to Doug.
Level of
we had some text coming during Bill's Thrills regarding the topic, and I think that I want to carry it over here because Bill had mentioned Nebraska in the playoffs or bust conversation.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And as a yes, Minnesota, Maryland, no, Northwestern, a couple no's, but a couple people are saying we would like the playoffs. I don't know if it's playoffs or bust. Where are Nebraska fans at in terms of belief that they can actually get to the playoffs? The Indiana has to make you think it's possible, right? Because they did it last year.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you can't be defeatist mentality.
And they say, well, it's out of the Big Ten. Just look around, and it's like SMU paid their way into the ACC, and they were in. They got into the tournament.
You have the quarterback. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, you have things going in the right direction. Now, I would say it's easy to say right now if you were a Nebraska fan, most likely you'd say we're in for that 1 of 4. They're probably not into that every year, but it should be to the every year thing pretty quickly. If you make it once
every year,
then you should be in the every year category. I don't even know Indiana, even though they made it. I don't know if they're in.
They're not
in every year. Their fan base is like, we're good.
This is awesome.
Now, 7 years from now, and nothing close, just a bunch of 500 seasons, they'll be like, hey, what's the deal here?
It's interesting that Indiana would catapult over Minnesota to that degree.
Oh, absolutely.
Because what does Indiana offer that doesn't?
They were 3-9, and it was horrible. They went to the playoffs.
See, if I were the Minnesota AD, I'd say, no, I don't like this conversation. Like, Indiana's that far ahead of us that Indiana expects to make the playoffs.
Well, it happened off a one-off. Right. But that's how you are now.
I'm not saying it's not the case. Yeah. It's just interesting.
Very interesting.
Because what does Indiana have that Minnesota doesn't? Anything?
No, they just happened to hit a home run on what it was. It's real simple. It was the coach and who he brought with him.
Yep.
It was. It wasn't just the coach. That's why, like I said, when coaches are coming, when they can't bring anybody with them, that's a tough situation.
Okay, very here's tough. The deal. Wow, first of all, just address it. A woman truck driver whipping up a heater.
You got to smoke, having a cigarette.
Well, nice job.
And I think
big
she's,
truck.
I'll show it.
Yep.
Big truck. Really see it on the big truck.
Swift Transportation.
Yeah.
Yep. God bless her.
She's working hard.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You can't.
She's working hard.
You can't get. If Dylan Raiola doesn't make a playoff, it will be a failure. And I don't mind saying that because Dominic Raiola would 100% agree.
Well, I don't think anyone would push back on that.
I hope not.
I don't think anyone would push back there.
I hope not.
When you have this and the momentum, and like I said, the other part is like, hey,
it's a real talk. It's real talk.
You know, like you said, the other one that adds to this, doesn't it, is Arizona State. Picked 16th out of 16. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, would you want to play Arizona State real bad last year?
No,
you wouldn't.
No.
They were an incredible looking team.
Are they?
They had Texas beat one play.
Are they playoff or bust?
What's that?
Is Arizona State playoff or bust?
Well, are we going to do? Are we doing the Big 12 yet?
Sorry.
We can. No, we can do it.
No, we don't have to do all Big 12.
No, but my point is that's where everything changed for the teams like Iowa, Wisconsin. Everything changed when Arizona State made it, and SMU made it, and Indiana made it, and then Nebraska can say, no one wants to say it, but I mean it's hard to say, is that Nebraska played Indiana.
Yeah,
and it was a bad day.
It was a bust.
It was bad.
It was a bad day.
56-7.
And the year before, they were 3-9, and they fired their coach, and they were at a place with no football history.
None. Right, none.
And so that tells you that if you have a history. But what Steve said though is right. When you have, if my point is, if Northwestern had Dylan Raiola, and they don't make the in 4 years they don't make the playoffs, I don't see that as that's a failure.
No.
If they just,
you'd never go to Northwestern.
No, but my point is, if they have one,
I know your point.
When you're at a school like this that's had this kind of history and this type of resources and fan base and facilities, then it would be.
Me saying that he would never go to Northwestern makes your point. He would never go there.
Yeah,
you'd never go to Purdue because you don't go to those places.
You don't go to. You would never
to
go
make
to,
the playoffs.
You'd never go to a place where you think you can't make the playoffs.
Right.
If you're
Dylan Raiola,
if you have options,
yeah. So no, that was making your point, Bill. To be clear,
but that's I think Iowa's kind of like, we're okay until Indiana, SMU, and Arizona State made it.
I wonder if people feel the same sentiment, like you said, Sip. If Raiola in his time at Nebraska does not get to a playoff, is that an epic failure or just a failure by Nebraska?
It's one of them.
This is a guy that's a 5-star quarterback. He was in Ohio State, Georgia, commitments at one point.
I'm going epic.
You thought that him coming here would change the entirety of Nebraska football, at least going forward.
It puts I'm not saying that it's all
on pressure.
Dylan.
No, that's a team thing.
Yeah, it's a team thing.
It's a team thing.
Yeah, I think.
But unfortunately, when at that position, when you get all the accolades and all the attention, you also unfortunately get the negative part.
Oh, Dylan's got a lot of pressure on
him. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be hard.
But if you accept that, I mean, he knew what he was getting into. But yeah, it'd be a failure. I don't know. I don't know how to make the distinction between epic failure and failure. But it'd be. I mean, it's just as simple as this: the Raiolas didn't come here to not go to a playoff and to say, "Well, you know, we did get to 8." You know, no, that's not what they're looking for. They came here to go to a playoff because Nebraska can do it. Not easy.
I think before when you had that crazy streak of no bowl games, I think that once that's over. I just don't see, hey, if we just get to 7 or 8 next year and maybe get to 9 the following year. No, that's not how I see it.
No.
All right, this is interesting.
It's getting real. I mean, the conversation's real, but it's real for Nebraska in a very good way. It doesn't have to be
first of all,
we know what business we're in.
It's a great way.
Yeah.
You're not a fan base that's kind of going like, well, we don't really have a concern about this.
Right.
We're not we didn't bring 44 fans to the College World Series,
right.
Like, you know, the 44 fans.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Just check out what I mean. That's UCLA baseball.
Oh yeah, and
they won.
Yeah,
I just feel bad almost for Minnesota. You don't want to be in that list of yours where you don't expect to go. That'd be a horrible place to be.
And there's still, even in the SEC, I'm going to say this. If you said this, what I said, because I think kind of where they're at, where they have to grow to, Arkansas, for most people, would be in the yes category. Yeah. Because they're like going, hey, Tyson's Chicken.
I don't know what to do Walmart, with Arkansas.
Yeah. And we in our facilities, I mean, it's like, whoa, what are we doing?
Can't I nudge them into the yes category?
I could nudge them. They're definitely an asterisk for sure. I don't, Vandy, no. Mississippi State, no. And I could easily asterisk Missouri. They've been 9-10 wins.
You can almost nudge them into the playoff.
So they're saying like, hey, so you could easily add those two. I think the only three that aren't is Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Vandy. Where it's like, and then Kentucky would even be one. The only two that are like, no, I'm good with it. Think about it, it's two schools. It's Vandy and it's Mississippi State.
Yeah. 2 years ago, Kentucky, you'd say, yeah, playoff or bust.
Playoff, yeah. So Kentucky would definitely fall into the one of fours. They got in one out of four years. That life's good.
God dang, life's man. Good. That's a tough list. You don't want to be on the wrong end of that one. You don't.
But also the pressure on the other end. It's like, I mean.
Pressure's pressure.
Like I said, you know, Kalen DeBoer went 9-3, and it got ugly.
It is what it is. I mean.
It's ugly.
Those guys are making a ton of money. Now players are making, some of the players are making a lot of money. I mean, pressure, it's all relative, too.
Thanks, Steve.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
Bad words.
Ugh. Tell you one
got
thing.
Got a shiver over here.
CWS is working good. No one's hacking them. Yeah.
They're probably talking to Apply Connect. That's probably why. They're probably working with him up there.
Will up there?
Well, Will runs everything out of Fullerton.
Seated in the press box.
They are in all 93 counties of the state, 99% retention rate, and they manage all things IT and cybersecurity, a one-stop shop. If you want a free consultation, AppliedConnective.com.
How many times when your company is not doing well and you're failing and you have to, you know, got to make budget, do you add employees? Never. What are they doing, Applied Connect? They're adding. They need people immediately in Lincoln. Immediately in Norfolk.
Really?
Immediately.
Both
places. They have to have them. They'll do it. They'll do a great job of doing your application. Will be just like Carson Schott. He will walk you through the process and talk about your future on where you're going to go. Entry level, where you're going to be in year 2, 3, 5, 9, 10. Because no one leaves. No one leaves that place. It's incredible.
Once again, the website, AppliedConnective.com. Check it out today. When we come back, look at the NBA Finals, 2-2, Game 5 tonight. That's up next, an early break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.